Two congressional watchdog groups today called on Alaska's Ted Stevens to step down from his seats on the Senate's Commerce and Appropriations Committees. As we just heard, agents from the FBI and IRS yesterday raided Stevens' home in a resort community near Anchorage. The powerful Republican is being investigated as part of a public corruption probe that's led to charges against four former state lawmakers in Alaska. Richard Maurer is following the story for the Anchorage Daily News. He was across the street watching the raid on Stevens' house.
It appears to start just shortly before noon yesterday when about two dozen agents from the IRS and the FBI got to the door. They had a commercial locksmith, Jimmy the Lock, and let them in. They were there through the day till about midnight. They appeared to be taking pictures, doing tape measurements, documenting the addition that was put on Ted Stevens' house in the year 2000. That was an addition that was at least monitored. The question is, was it actually, was at least partially funded by the Alaska-based oil field service company called VECO?
Okay, now that's where this gets interesting. The renovation was overseen by Bill Allen, who is the longtime chairman of VECO and an oil field services contractor who pleaded guilty a couple months ago to bribing state lawmakers.
That's correct. And Bill Allen received all the invoices from the prime contractor who did the carpentry and other work on the first story. Now, the contractor says he got checks back from Catherine Stevens, the Senator Stevens' wife. So I guess the question is, did the Stevens pay for all the work that was done, or did other VECO employees actually do some of the work as well? I think that's part of the issue here.
And the question would be, did VECO, in exchange for this, get federal contracts?
That would be the big question. It's unclear. We know that that there are some federal contracts to a company, a subsidiary of VECO called VECO Polar, which is based in Colorado, that does lots of work for the National Science Foundation. It does a lot of global warming work. As far as logistics, the scientists want to go up to Barrow or to St. Lawrence Island, for instance. VECO Polar might do lots of the logistics involved in that work.
As part of his plea agreement, is it assumed that Bill Allen is providing evidence against lawmakers he may have dealt with?
It's not assumed. It's actually part of his plea agreement. He has to provide evidence. He and another VECO official, a vice president for government affairs, who also pled guilty, are required to provide evidence to the government on other elected officials.
I want to talk to you about how Ted Stevens is viewed in Alaska. And first, let's listen to tape of some Alaskans. This was recorded today outside Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage.
I think Ted Stevens epitomizes the state. I think he is extremely important to the state. I think he embodies the spirit of Alaska.
Ted Stevens is probably one of the economic blockbusters of Anchorage and Alaska. You know, without Ted Stevens, this country probably would have dried up and closed the door under the Clinton administration.
Well, historically, he certainly brought a lot of money into the state. Whether or not it was all appropriate is another question, but the state's benefited by the money he has managed to bring into the state.
That was Jimette McLean, Tom Hyatt, and Marty Bowden at Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage. Richard Maurer, would you say that's pretty typical of how Alaskan voters feel about Senator Stevens?
That's certainly been the prevailing view over the years. I think that people recognize the fact that Senator Stevens has been one of the key economic engines of the state, as much as oil, fishing, and tourism are important as well. But I think that some of that view may have been changing lately as a result of the FBI investigation. People are a little more cautious. There's been a lot of talk show chatter and blog chatter about corruption that reaches to Ted Stevens, and some recent polls that suggest that Ted Stevens may not be as beloved as he once was.
Richard Maurer is a staff writer at the Anchorage Daily News. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.